This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's going to be a really good day for you. Have you ever felt ashamed or inadequate, incompetent, insignificant or inferior? Or have you ever felt like a loser? Well, I think you probably have. We all have. It's one of the most painful and disabling feelings that people get. To accuse someone of being a loser, that's a big insult. It's very hurtful. It's closely linked with that phrase, I feel like I'm a failure. That's a very hurtful, demoralizing statement. And each of us falls somewhere in our lives, don't we? Some of the great figures of history actually failed as part of their life journey. Jonas Salk, for example, developed a vaccine for polio only after he tried 200 unsuccessful times to develop a vaccine. And when asked how it felt to have failed so often, Jonas said, well, I've never failed 200 times in my life. I just discovered 200 ways not to vaccinate for polio. Or what about Winston Churchill? When he was asked how he became such a significant leader, he was able to motivate Great Britain in the midst of some incredibly difficult circumstances. Well, Winston Churchill said it was the time he had to repeat a grade in elementary school as a child. And then there's Sir Edmund Hillary, the first known climber to the summit of Mount Everest. He failed several times. And Hillary is reported to have stood at the base of this huge mountain, and he shook his fist at the mountain and said, I'll defeat you yet, because you're as big as you're going to get, but I'm still growing. Now that was a really good attitude. It's easy to feel ashamed, I think, and to have this low opinion of yourself, and the danger of feeling you're a loser, that can often be deeper than words. I think many of us feel deeply about issues, and that moves from words to something else that we call self-worth. And I have a feeling there are thousands of us who have this very shaky foundation of self-worth. We don't feel good about ourselves, and we're looking, even if we're not putting it into words, we're looking for a sense of worth and a sense of meaning to life. So what we need to hear, I think, is this message. We are unique, we're made in God's image, and therefore we are of infinite value and significance. And I think that if more people believed that, there would be less stress or less anxiety in our community. My sense of value comes from really only one thing, and it's the same for you. I am a child of the Most High God. It's got nothing to do with my achievements or abilities or lack of or how someone else treats me. If I can get a handle on this truth, I should never really feel like a loser. So we can feel true shame or false shame, and these are two different things. True shame, that's a feeling of guilt over something that I've done wrong and I know about it. And really, I should come before God and seek his forgiveness and then move on. But false shame is different. It's a fear of being found out, of being humiliated or rejected. People who have this false shame, they don't say, oh, look, I made a mistake. They say, I am a mistake. I can't change. They wear a mask pretending to be someone different, and they wear the mask to hide their feelings and to avoid this emotional pain. And this mask can be there for years, and it becomes part of us. We forget that it's there. And we have this wrong concept that the mask we put on is our true self, and the true self after many years can actually get lost. So that's a very sad thing. Don't let that happen to you. And if you're a Christian, you never have to feel that way. Try and see that you do have incredible value. You know that God knew all about you before you were born. And I know that because the Bible says in Ephesians 1 verse 4, long ago, even before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We who stand before him are covered with his love. That's Ephesians 1 verse 4. A great verse, because God gives you worth and value and you don't feel like a loser. So your worth is based on what God says, not what others say or even how you feel about yourself. Heavenly Father, these are significant words. Help them, Lord, to really make an impact in our own lives. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.